After a year of back-and-forth debate, Riodel has approved a revised commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance. The City Council voted 3-1 for approval, with Mayor Frank Wilson dissenting and Councilmember Tim Marks absent at their October 18th meeting. The revised ordinance restricts commercial medical cannabis-related businesses exclusively to the Eel River Sawmill annexation area. Medical cannabis dispensaries continue to be banned anywhere in Riodel. Businesses would need to apply for a conditional use permit, which would subject the project to the scrutiny of the Planning Commission. Outdoor cultivation is banned under the ordinance. The City Council has previously decided against putting a commercial cannabis tax measure on the ballot for voter approval. However, the city will be able to institute fees for the implementation, administration, and enforcement of the ordinance. Taxes can be implemented in the future if voters approve. The ordinance will now go into effect. However, Riodel residents will still be asked to vote on Measure T, a non-binding advisory ballot measure that asks whether or not they support commercial cannabis activity in the Eel River Sawmill annexation area north of town across the river. The advisory vote was placed on the November ballot earlier in the year when the initial commercial medical cannabis ordinance that was more expansive was voted down. Michael Martino addressed the council about a large cultivation project that he is developing on a 15-acre parcel in the Eel River Sawmill site purchased from Dennis Wendt.
We're going to be investing well over $10 million, at least 75 jobs. And by the way, I'm in escrow on one piece right now, okay? And so that piece will bring about a little over 100,000 square feet of indoor grow space, leased out to separate collectives. That alone is over $300,000 yearly we've seen.
There is a second project currently being developed by another group for an extraction lab and testing facility. Before the vote to approve the revised ordinance, Mayor Wilson asked his fellow council members if they would agree to revisit the ordinance if the advisory vote failed for lack of public support. Councilmember Deborah Garnes, Gordon Johnson, and Jack Thompson agreed that they could revisit the ordinance in the future. The City Council also heard a presentation by Matthew Marshall of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority on community choice aggregation. Riodel has chosen to not participate in the local energy program in the past. The Council did choose to table the matter again. The approved commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.